The following audio course is by Amy Tamman from Intuitive Coaching with Amy. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. This program is being recorded live, so please excuse the occasional sound fluctuations or environmental noise. Welcome to Divine Money Mixtape. Are you in lack or abundance? When you are in abundance, you will feel good about money, you will have more than enough. You will see that you live in an abundant universe where there is more than enough money to go around. You will be able to attract money easily and effortlessly into your experience. Now, if you're not experiencing the abundance, meaning money, you know, the money thing ain't working for you, it probably means that you are holding some limiting or negative beliefs about money. This is lack. So when you're in a lack, you will never feel like there is enough. You will struggle to attract the money you need to live the lifestyle you desire to live. Whether you are in lack or abundance, it's always a choice. Now here's the beautiful thing about life. You get to choose how you feel and what you believe. You do not have to believe everything that you think. You get to decide moment by moment how much money you will allow into your life. You get to choose between lack or abundance. Wealth and financial success is no longer something that happens to you, but happens through you. Money will do whatever you tell it to do. Money is energy. Money is neutral. Your relationship with money is defined by the beliefs you attach to it. So what you believe about money will dictate how much you will have at any given moment. When I first heard this, it pissed me off. See, I had spent my whole 20s trying to make it happen financially, and with each level of success, it never felt like enough. I did all the right things. I went to the right schools. I always had a side hustle or a passion project. I broke sales records. I exceeded my employer's expectations. I was the model employee, and I was deeply committed to excellence. But soon, hints of resentment surfaced from within me. People who didn't work nearly as hard as me were making way more money than I was. They were taking vacations. They were paying off their student loans. They were going on trips. They were kicking it with your friends. They were buying rounds of drinks at the bar. Living the good life was all I wanted. But I felt nervous even signing up for the premium cable package so I could watch my favorite college football team. I was a workaholic, deeply afraid that if I wasn't at my desk, my company would fire me. Intuitively, I knew there was a problem. And it started when I was standing by my mother's bedside. She had just had life-saving surgery, literally was near death. And she was 3 days out of that surgery. And all I could think about was digging out my cell phone so I could call my boss to tell her I would be back at work. I returned, and I blame the economy. I blame the workforce. I blame the man. And so so I made that commitment that I wasn't going to ever go through that again. So 3 years later, I started a business doing work that I love. I took every online marketing and sales seminar I could find, but at the end of the day, it never felt like enough. Financial success loomed just outside of my sphere of control. In reality, if I look back and after having conversations with other entrepreneurs, I did better in business than most people do in the first 2 years. I did that in 6 months, but it still did not feel like enough. Turns out, the secret to money success has nothing to do with your efforting, your pushing, or your ability to make it happen. And I know I can make shit happen. But it has everything to do with your mindset. What you believe about money and financial success is what you will create. That's the only thing you can see. That's the only thing you'll know. So what do you believe about money? Most of your beliefs about money are subconscious, and most of them are very limiting and very negative. Subconscious means it's just under the surface of your logical thinking. Your limiting beliefs reside in your subconscious mind. Limiting beliefs are useful In no way. They're just like not useful, and they're not supportive, and they're not helpful, but they influence the decisions we make about money, our awareness of opportunities available to us to make more money, what actions we're willing to take to create more money, to save more money, to spend money, and how we relate to the whole world around us. We will project our money story onto the whole world. So much of the stress that we experience around money is the result of our limiting beliefs. Here are some common limiting beliefs about money. I can't afford it. I have to work hard. There is never enough. Only smart people succeed. Rich people are bad. Money goes out faster than it comes in. I will never be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. It's better to save than to spend. I hate paying bills. And the list goes on and on and on. In my Divine Money program, I've uncovered 135 limiting beliefs about money. And the average person in the program, they said they had about 50, 45 to 50. They identified 45 to 50 limiting beliefs that they hold about money. It's real. This is the crux of the program, is you got to get clear about what's underneath all of your thinking, what's underneath all of your behaviors. Those limiting beliefs, they got to go. Where do these limiting beliefs come from? Most limiting beliefs are formed at a young age through our interactions with the adults and circumstances in our life. Your young mind is wildly impressionable. Matter of fact, I read something recently that they say that the youth mind, the child mind, is in a constant state of theta. And to help drive this point home, as you start to reprogram your subconscious mind now in this moment as an adult, I ask you through meditation and visualizations to go into that theta state so you can do that reprogramming. That's how powerful your child mind is. So all of these beliefs from those around you get implanted, and you take them on because of your repeated exposure to them. You can also form limiting beliefs based on challenges you face as you move through life. I call these money traumas, and they will create additional limiting beliefs that will stop you from living in the abundance you desire. Getting rid of limiting beliefs. So if you've hit a patch of lack in your life, or you just feel like you've been in a constant state of lack, then the first thing to do is explore why you feel and think the way you do. Where do those thoughts and beliefs originate? What was the story about money when you were growing up? This is not about getting angry at someone or blaming somebody. It's about getting clear about what influenced your thinking. What made up those limiting beliefs? It'll help you also identify more clearly what those beliefs may be. So if you're reflecting on your family story, that someone in your family was constantly saying that money does not grow on trees, and then you look at your financial life, and that's really a limiting belief about there's not enough, then you can see how that pattern might have showed up in your day-to-day interaction with money. Your journey is not about anyone else but you. So use this research, this inquiry, this look into your family story as an opportunity to know yourself better. And then you'll do releasing work. If you are not having what you want, that means on some level you believe it's not possible for you. In those moments, it is imperative that you don't just push through, because that's usually what we all do. We just push through. And it's important to stop and explore what beliefs you may be holding that are keeping you from having what you want. Please know that you can always change the way you think. I'm going to be kind of a broken record on that. You can completely change your relationship with money with a little diligence and effort. I recommend that you sit with yourself, with a pen and paper and say a prayer that everything that is being revealed is for your highest and greatest good. So that's how you'll open it up. Ask yourself any of the following questions. What may be keeping me from having what I want? Is there a past experience that may be influencing my current situation? Why is this experience not easy for me? What do I believe? What is the real reason I do not feel I can move forward? Now, please know that you can alter any of these questions. The whole goal here is to trigger an intuitive response from within that helps you identify what your limiting beliefs may be. This is your journey, so be willing to experiment with various types of questioning until you identify what works best for you. Then write everything down that comes up. All you have to do to move from a place of lack into abundance is to identify and clear those limiting beliefs. So take the time to look at the story you are telling yourself about money at any given moment. Write it down so you are clear about what you believe. Be as specific as possible. Then ask yourself, do I really want to continue to believe this? The correct answer is no. And then you will release it. Say a prayer of release. I now release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. Next, you'll want to do some forgiveness work. Forgiveness is really about letting go. Is there anyone or anything you need to forgive? Do you need to forgive yourself? Once you're clear about what or who needs to be forgiven, then say a prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry. I'm willing to forgive. I love myself. I love life. I appreciate the opportunity to move forward. Sometimes the best thing to do is to say, I'm willing to forgive. And then the spirit world will start working on your behalf to clear that energy out of your life. Forgiveness does not suddenly make the situation right. Instead, it releases you from the burden of that experience. Real forgiveness is simply your willingness to let go fully and completely. Now, don't feel bad if you're going through this releasing process and there's a lot to release and forgive. It's all a part of the process. Just be willing to do so. Once you release your beliefs, destroy the paper you wrote them on. You can do this by burning, tearing it up, or submerging it in water. This is an important step because it clears the energy of those beliefs from your life. The main thing is don't keep the paper. Get it out of your life. Releasing work has to be done from a really open heart. If you're trying to manipulate a situation or if you're trying to get a particular result, then you'll find that you won't fully and completely release and forgive. But if you go into this really wide open heart, so ready for transformation, you will see that this work will create a dramatic shift in your experience with money. Money and fear. When it comes to money, your fears that create your limiting beliefs tend to fall into four categories. Fear of failure, which means I will not succeed. Fear of success, if I succeed, something bad will happen. Fear of not being good enough, I'm inherently incapable. And then fear of scarcity, there is not enough. These fears will be with you for most of your life. Fear is a built-in feature into your journey. Beware of your fears and limiting beliefs that are formed as a result of them. The key is to not let your fear control or influence you. Use the releasing process to overcome any hindrance these fears create in your life. So I say on my podcast, Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, that fear, it's just part of the game of being human. And so the goal is to pick it up and put it in your purse and keep going. You can't let it block your flow. It's not nearly as big or as scary as you think it is. It's just there. And your ability to push past it, to acknowledge it, and to keep going really defines what you'll be able to create in your life. Create a new money story, part one. After you've done the releasing work, then it's time to start to build a new money story. You have to reprogram your subconscious mind with positive beliefs about money so your old story won't take hold again. In order to create a new story, you have to look at the facts first. How much will it really cost? What time frame are we working within? How much do I have? What do I need? How much do I want? Why do I want it? I find that what really holds people up is that they're petrified to get the facts. They'll say, oh, I can't afford that home. But they'll never know because they don't know how much it costs. They never try. So it's really important that you get the facts and know what's going on. Be really specific when you're getting the facts. The more specific you are, the more you will be able to generate an intuitive feeling of what is right for you. So say you do want the million-dollar home, and you go and you look at it and you realize, oh, it's going to cost me this at the end of the day after fees and mortgage and real estate agent. Okay, it's going to cost me this. Then you get to decide how you feel about that. Does that feel right for me? Great example. I love shows. And I had decided, I saw Pearl Jam. They weren't coming to the West Coast, but they were playing in New York. I'm like, I've never been to New York. I'll go see Pearl Jam in New York. I'm going to manifest that. 2 days, Madison Square Garden. Typically what I would do is I would say, okay, if I make that money, then I'll do it. And I'll never do any research into see how much it costs, what is the airfare, what's the hotel going to be like, what are even the ticket prices. I'll just be like, okay, if it happens, cool. But this time I was like, you know, this is, I think I want to do this. And I'm shifting my relationship with money. And I'm no longer going to be in a place of fear. I'm going to go and get the facts. So I went and did the numbers, and I went to book my hotel room. And what I discovered was I didn't want to do it. As I looked at how much it was going to cost me, I said, I'd rather do something else with that money. I'd rather, you know, I was going to go alone, and it's like, I'd rather kick it with my husband or redo my bathroom, or that it shifted everything for me. That is the power of knowing the facts. The biggest way to get in our own ways is that we don't have enough information. So be willing to get the information that you need. If it feels uncomfortable or if something feels off, right, then you have to stop and reevaluate the situation. Now we're going to start to talk a little bit about intuition. You either have to, when it comes to the intuition, it will either feel right or it won't. And so be willing to explore what is off. You are either dealing with a limiting belief that you have to clear out, or you're not in alignment with your truth. Your intuition will give you a clear sign as to whether you are in alignment or not. Vibrational frequency matters. You're either a vibrational match to your desire or not. Sometimes your frequency is off based on either your limiting beliefs or you're seeking something that is not for your highest and greatest good. If you're seeking something that's not for your highest and greatest good, oftentimes the spirit world will step in to protect or block the situation from happening. I say rejection is always God's protection. Now, sometimes the spirit world will not intervene because the situation offers you a great lesson that, if learned, will positively affect the rest of your life. Now, when your frequency is off due to limiting beliefs, you have to clear those beliefs before you can proceed with ease. You will find that as you get clear and release the beliefs directly related to your situation, you will start to feel good. The good feelings may come at once or incrementally as you chip away at each belief. You may have to do several sessions of releasing to fully, completely let go of a limiting belief or negative emotion. Only you will know what's right for you. However, a great indicator is how you feel. Does it feel good? Now, the ego will try to fool you from time to time and tell you you're feeling good, but underneath, it's not lasting. You can't fool the universe. A true feel-good is not fleeting. It will stay with you even if you face a challenge or setback. So be willing to explore all your feelings about a situation by checking in regularly with yourself. Does this make me feel good? Be willing to sit with yourself and ask, how do I feel? Here's a hint. Even when you're giving it your all, real feel-good will not feel like you're pushing, stressing, or striving. Your energy will be focused, but light. Joy will always be just below the surface. Real feel-good feels like love. Creating a new money story, part two. You attract your vibration, both positively and negatively. This is the law of attraction. Your thoughts, words, and actions create your vibration. When it comes to money, it's important to keep your thoughts, words, and actions positive so that you can manifest the abundance you desire. The easiest way to keep your vibration tuned to abundance is to get into emotional states that attract money. These emotional states are joy, freedom, empowerment, passion, knowledge, love, and appreciation. Make it your mission to feel any of these emotions daily. Be mindful of when you feel joy and then notice what helped to create that. So really it's about, oh, I feel really great right now. What is this? Joy. Oh, how did I get to joy? And being aware of that and keeping notes and mental checklists so you know how to get back into a state of joy. Avoid anything that impedes your freedom. Freedom is like so natural, right? But often we create situations and circumstances and obligations and responsibilities that begin to impede our freedom. Stay in a place of empowerment by focusing on what you have control over. There is your business, there's God's business, and then there's someone else's business. The only place you have any power is your own business. To feel empowered, stay in the space of where you have control. You can't control nature. You can't control the economy. You can't control other people. So why even bitch about it? Why even be sad about it? Why even think about it? Think about you and your feel good, because that is your sphere of influence. And all you have to do is focus on how you think and how you act. Do you and do you well. Express love and appreciation for yourself, for life, and for money. Engage what lights you up. If it makes you feel excited, go for it. This is the essence of passion. Stay hungry. Always be willing to want more. Seek awareness. Know what's up. I don't know is never an answer. I hear that sometimes. I don't know. And I'll say, that's not an answer. When it comes to something that you care about, I don't care what it is. If it's your career, you need to know. If it's your relationship, you need to know. And if it's your money, your cash, your financial well-being, you definitely need to know. So find out. Get the answers. Do your homework. Knowledge is really your source of power. With that, you got to trust your intuition as well. If it doesn't feel right, then go out and find out why. Also, if it's not for your highest and greatest good, I mean, truly, don't let your ego fool you, then don't give it any attention. You don't need to know everything. You only need to know what matters to you. Creating a new money story, part 3. Stay out of lack. Lack-minded thinking will always make you feel shitty. You won't feel good. The emotions of lack are the blues. If you get the Sunday blues, depressed, sad, lonely, scared, embarrassed, confused, listless, victimized, shame, guilt, angry, pissed off, resentful, worried, insecure, stuck, overwhelmed, jealous, stressed out, and bored. If you find yourself in lack, it's important that you do not make yourself wrong. Instead, go into the role of observer. Ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? What do I need or want? Why do I believe that I can't have what I want? Again, play with those questions until you hit the right one that triggers the most soulful answer from within. If you're willing to explore the answers to these questions from a place of truth, meaning your heart's wide open, you will be able to naturally shift out of lack, because abundance is truly our natural state. We came here to be abundant. We came from an abundant place. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. The spirit part of our being came from a place where there was way, 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 way more than enough, like tons of stuff. Anything we needed was available to us. That is our well-being. And so to switch back into that space, you got to dig up all of those clunky feelings. You may also be running against your limiting beliefs. They tend to show up once you've decided to manifest or create something new in your life. This is called resistance. Be willing to do some releasing work when resistance shows up. You cannot fool the universe. So don't pretend or ignore your feelings of lack. Acknowledge what you're really feeling. They are great teachers that will help you create that which you desire most. Tend to yourself with compassion, attentiveness, and respect when you are thinking and acting from a place of lack. When you find yourself in a negative situation or a lack-filled circumstance, know that there's a great lesson that needs to be learned in that situation for you. There's always a benefit. Ask yourself, what good is coming from this situation? What lesson am I learning about myself and about life? Uncover the lesson and you will grow and expand into the person you've always wanted to be. No matter how bad your situation is, there is always a benefit. My husband and I were kicking it with an old neighbor of ours, and he was going on and on and on about how terrible his life has been, and he, you know, the economy from 2009, he worked in construction for years and years and years, and it's just been a struggle for him since then, and now he's kind of half living in his van, half living with a friend, and he's miserable. And he was going on and on and on and on. And I said to him, what is the benefit in all of this? And he stopped, and he's like, there's no benefit. The ego will always immediately answer. But if you get quiet, and which he did, just instinctually, he got quiet. And he said, I quit smoking. I couldn't afford it, so I quit. And I'm like, wow, you just gave yourself 15, 20 more years of life. That's a fantastic benefit. So once you uncover that benefit, however difficult your financial situation may be, once you get clear about what good is coming out of that, what you've learned about yourself, what area of growth you've experienced, you will move into a new, more positive feeling space. It is from this positive feeling space that you will be able to feel the emotions of abundance, no matter what your current money situation looks like. Creating a new money story, part four. So you feel your way into alignment. Alignment is how you create the vibrational match between you and what you want. So you'll feel your way there. Use all your feelings of lack as an opportunity to move into a better feeling space. I would like to caution you from taking any sort of action from a place of lack, particularly contractual agreements that involve making or spending money. Do your work, your self-work, your releasing work, so you can start to feel good before you take a move on something. So what does this look like? It doesn't have to take a long time. Say you're pending on a job, you're getting ready to get a job offer, and you're not feeling good. You're not feeling good. Do your self-work. Get clear about what's going on. Are there limiting beliefs coming up? Are you not in alignment with the situation? Is it not for your highest and greatest good? I find that if you take action from a place of lack, from a place of feeling bad, you will inevitably create a bigger problem. Sometimes you just need to get it out. So be willing to do a venting exercise. Record yourself venting about the situation. Give yourself 5 minutes to just go off and then delete the recording. I say, and then at the end, after you vent, you'll say, I release this for my highest and greatest good. Do not use other people as a sounding board for your venting. Talk to the angels instead. They are powerful beings who can take your negativity and transform it into something magical. You can also vent on paper. Write down everything you're feeling. Be as expressive as possible. Don't censor yourself. Then release it. You can also punch the pillow. As you punch the pillow, say everything that you're feeling. Get all that stress out. Punching the pillow will help you get through some of the most difficult situations with ease. Here's the thing. You won't always feel amazing. The goal is not to stay in the feeling of lack for a long period of time, because it will quickly, faster than anything I've seen, become a chronic state of being where that's all you know is lack. Now, the subconscious mind is pretty darn primitive, and so the way it works is that if there's a limiting belief, a lack-based belief, then what it'll do is it'll look for proof that that is true. So if you stay in lack for a long period of time, all your subconscious mind is going to bring you is or be aware of are situations that mimic that lack-minded belief. As you expand, grow, and achieve greater levels of success, you will hit new money blocks. So be sure to do your releasing work on a regular basis. Positive affirmations. Now that you've cleared out a lot of energy, you've gotten clear about the importance of feeling good, you've started to tune into your intuition, now you will use positive affirmations to create a new and a more abundant reality for yourself. You can create your own affirmations, or you can listen to money-focused affirmations. I mean, we live in a day and age now where there are tons of MP3s out there of beautiful, many of them for free. Hit up YouTube. There's some great, just great money affirmations out there. I recommend that you have a recording available so that you can listen to that in the event you get busy or you don't feel like making or writing your own affirmations. And then listen to those affirmations daily or as often as possible. You can listen anywhere. The cool thing about affirmation recordings is they're not like a meditation, so you can be engaged in something else while you're listening to the affirmations, and they're actually working and reprogramming your subconscious mind. You can do it in the bath. You can do it while you're doing chores. You can listen at a low volume while you're working or while you're exercising. You can repeat them in your mind as you listen, or you can simply just kick back and enjoy it. Do take time at least once or twice a week. All the gurus will tell you that you got to say your affirmations with passion and enthusiasm. You don't have to do it every time, but do it at least once a week where you really get into it and you really believe the words that you're speaking. Listen frequently, particularly when you're working to manifest a specific money-related goal. If you decide to create your own affirmations, then keep the language positive, keep it in the present tense, and don't avoid, one of the cool ways to do affirmations is to look at your limiting beliefs in any given situation, any belief that comes up, and reverse it, like actually do the opposite. So "it's too expensive" will become "it's perfectly priced." Some other affirmations: I am a money magnet. I am constantly attracting money into my life. Money flows to me easily and effortlessly. Use only positive words. Avoid "I can't" or "I won't" or "I'm not." If you're struggling with creating your affirmations, or you're struggling with even believing in your affirmations, then you'll want to add "why" to the beginning of the affirmation, and I'll tell you why in a minute, or "I'm in the process of," or "I choose to." So again, that subconscious mind is always looking for proof that what it believes is true. So if you say something like "I'm a money magnet," and it's going against what's already programmed in, there are some remaining limiting beliefs there around that, that affirmation won't be as effective. But if you put "why" in front of the affirmation, "why am I a money magnet," the subconscious mind is a natural detective. So it's going to be like, okay, so why? Why are we a money magnet? And all of a sudden your focus becomes proving that that affirmation is actually true. The same with "I'm in the process of" or "I choose to." So why am I manifesting $10,000? Or why am I in the process of manifesting $10,000? Or "I choose to manifest $10,000. If you're feeling particularly good about the situation, then simply state, "I'm manifesting $10,000. You can use affirmations for any area of your financial life, from taxes to savings to earnings to spending. Be as creative as you would like, but be sure to pick affirmations that are the right fit for your situation. Okay, if you feel any discomfort while reciting your affirmations, you feel like, I don't think that's true, or I don't really believe that, then be sure to explore why you feel that way. Do not ignore it. Your feelings are indicators of what you believe. You can only create the reality that you believe and expect. If you're struggling to hold a positive expectation, then go within and search for additional limiting beliefs you may still be holding. Limiting beliefs keep you from having the level of success you desire, so do not skip this step. You cannot move forward with ease if you're holding any negative thoughts about money. Your grace will only come once you've released your limiting beliefs about money and start to believe that you can have that which you desire. Yeah, you could go, as we move through this mixtape. I'm going to give you some fun little law of attraction stuff to do. But it won't work if there is a limiting belief that says you can't have that which you desire. So you can do every exercise in the book. And believe me, I have done every money-related law of attraction exercise in the book. They did not start to have meaning. Even listening to money-related affirmations did not start to really have meaning and show results in my life until I did the work to clear out limiting beliefs. All right, let's take a minute. Oh, and take a breath. Put your hand over your heart. Now in this moment, you are manifesting all the money that you desire. You deserve to be rich. You are a money magnet. You are so magnificent and wonderful and amazing. And only good things are coming into your experience. And your prosperity grows and grows and grows every day. Can I get an amen? And so it is. The art of feeling good. Sometimes the fastest way to feel good is to reframe your thinking. Turn money stresses into money fun. Here are some of the ways to do that. True abundance requires that money flows in and out. So paying bills and spending money is simply an expression of your abundance. Find love in the simple. Find ways to reduce your expenses and bills. Not so much from the perspective of money and, is there enough, but do it from the perspective of how does it make you feel? Does this bill or expense really light you up? Does it make you feel good? If you can't find a way to love and appreciate a bill, then you got to get it out of your life. Just is. You got to let it go. It's either one or the other. Either you're going to appreciate it and love it and respect it for what it is, or you got to get it out. And whichever one you choose, it's your choice. And know that the universe, the minute you make that decision, because decisions are powerful, the universe is going to show up to really support you in being able to do that. Stress related to paying bills can also be a learned behavior. You picked it up from your family, or you picked it up from when you were a kid. Be willing to explore if you have any limiting beliefs in that area and then release them. Again, this is not about disrespecting your family or making them wrong. It's just setting you up to win. So release your negative beliefs that are not serving you well in your life. Just let them go. Then start loving up your bills. Respect and tend to them. Keep them organized. Open and read all of your mail and statements. Know when things are due and what the terms are. Treat your bills with the same care that you would a lover or dear friend. Speak kindly about them. Check in with them once a week. Write them notes of appreciation. Write little notes of appreciation on your bills. Include hearts and stickers. Whatever you need to do to turn your bill paying into a good time. Paying your bills is an expression of appreciation for all the folks and services that contribute to you being able to live the life you live. So send love to every one of your bills. You're never a victim. If you don't like your service provider, change it. You have the power to decide where your money goes. If you're struggling to pay a bill, it may be a sign from the universe that something is out of alignment. Either it's not the right expense for you, or you are holding some limiting belief about it. I'll say that again. If you're struggling to pay a bill, it may be a sign from the universe that you are out of alignment. Either it's not right for you, or you are holding some limiting belief about it. So if that's the case, look at the whatever that bill is that you're struggling to pay. How do you feel about it? Are there any beliefs that are telling you that it's not okay to pay it or it's difficult to pay it? Dig all those beliefs up and clear them out. Or, again, as I've mentioned, if it's not the right expense for you, get it out of your life. Something else will show up in its place that will be more in alignment with your truth. Manifesting money to pay bills totally works. What doesn't work is instant manifestation, and I'll tell you why. I do believe in instant manifestation. I do think manifestation can happen rapidly. But when it comes to bills, I say don't expect it. Why? Because you've probably been neglecting that bill. So you've been broadcasting the frequency of neglect. So it's really difficult to, and you have to think about why. Why have you been neglecting that bill? It's probably from a place of fear or despair or depression or sadness or overwhelm or just not feeling good, right? So it's very difficult to jump up all of a sudden and be able to suddenly pay that bill. People do it all the time. So I say start early. If there's a bill that you're really struggling to pay, that you're scared or stressed out about, start doing your self-work now. Clear out the limiting beliefs. And once you do that, you'll be able to get a clear sense of how to create the money. You'll open yourself up and it'll just come flowing in. See, the reason why the universe typically doesn't jump in for rapid manifestation when it comes to finances is there's probably a lesson in that situation for you, right? And the universe is not going to let you pass up or pass go without learning what you need to learn. Every lesson is placed in front of you so you can grow and be the best version of yourself. I hope you get that. So it's not a reflection of you, but there is a lesson in this, in that situation for you. And while the universe loves to support us, it's not going to support us in a way that's going to keep us from growing and learning what we need to learn. Okay, keep your wallet free of clutter. It's a sign of respect for money, and it makes you feel good. If there's anything in your wallet you don't need, take it out. You know, is there a club card from 1982? Take it out. You know, is there a picture from that ex from 5, 10, 15 years ago? Take it out. I also recommend that you put your business card, either for your business or the company you work for, in your wallet and write an 8 on the back of it. In numerology, the 8 represents prosperity and wealth. You may also want to keep a bill of any denomination in your wallet that you will not spend. This bill will represent greater forms of prosperity coming into your life. This is some law of attraction stuff. In that section of your wallet, you can also include, if you've done the Divine Money program, your $100 gift card. Mentally spend this money regularly on anything that you desire. This is also a law of attraction exercise. Super fun. You keep, you know, you can Google law of attraction check and print out the checks. There's lots of them on the web. And write it out for $100 and put it in your wallet. And then anywhere you go, spend it. And spend it as many times as you like. Here's the thing. Remember that sweet little subconscious mind you have? It's pretty darn primitive. So primitive that it doesn't know the difference between real money and imaginary money. So by spending this money freely and joyfully as often and as many times as possible, you will start to reprogram your mind to love interacting with money. I will say this again. You can't ignore money. Don't avoid it. Be fully aware of all aspects of your financial life. Make time to check in with your money weekly. Pick a time that feels right to you. Turn it into a money party. My husband jokes that I can always turn anything into an event, from watching TV to doing my taxes. Because why not? Why not? It's reprogramming my subconscious mind to now I associate something that had been challenging in the past with something really joyful and fun. Celebrate your money and celebrate yourself for doing the work that you did to create it. Know what you make, how much you want to save, and what you owe. Put a system in place to track all aspects of your finances. Knowledge is an emotion of abundance. Your awareness or lack of awareness is rooted in your ability, in your belief that you can't have what you want. It's all lack, baby. So get aware, and you automatically jump yourself up to abundance. And it didn't cost you anything, right? You didn't have to change anything. You just now know. If any negative feelings come up around knowing your numbers, then explore, acknowledge, and release them. Start forgiving yourself. You've been doing the best you can with what you know, and once you know better, it's a Maya Angelou quote, you will do better. If you're self-employed, be sure to respect the ebb and flow of business. It's all a part of the game you signed up for. If you need to put more energy into sales and marketing, then do so. If you feel like you're doing the best you can, then trust that the cash you desire will flow into your business in divine perfect timing. Maintain an abundance mindset. Okay, my entrepreneur homies, You gotta do your mindset work daily. Set monthly goals for yourself, track your income, make money making a joyful game. Take a little of the seriousness out of it, and you'll find that the reason you went into business, that feeling that you wanted to have, you'll create that. Okay, self-care is extremely important for everyone, but it's a difference maker for self-employed folk. Because self-employed folk can get into this mode, I'm going to work 15, 16, 17 hours a day. No. Because all of that hustle, bustle, a lot of it's rooted in lack. And so it's very important that you are honoring and taking good care of yourself. Sleep, eat well, move your body, take time off, laugh, play, relax, repeat. Let your feel good make you a magnet for more business coming your way. Balancing giving and receiving. If you've been attracted to this program, you're probably very good at giving, so much so that you probably often teeter into overgiving. Be mindful of overgiving. Overgiving, oh man, it just depletes you and depletes you and depletes you and depletes you. And it's not just in relationship to money. It's your time. It's your resources. It's your good advice. Are you an overgiver? Just be mindful of it. You don't need to make yourself wrong, but it can start to drain you. So be willing to pull back and give from a place of love without any intention, without any attachment to the outcome. Let the universe create your bountiful return. Overgivers are usually trying to get something, I'll be real honest. And so check your intentions. You don't have to help everybody. You don't have to be the savior for everyone. I say overgivers need to focus more on receiving. So be open to receiving money, favors, help, gratitude, compliments, and love. Appreciate everything that you receive. Now, if you are inspired to give, you can give to charity or a spiritual organization or a cause that matters to you. But also be willing to give favors, help, gratitude, and compliments, and love. And giving and receiving are so divinely connected. And you'll find some of the most successful people in the world talk about tithing and contributing to foundations and causes. It's all a part of the prosperity game. But you get to decide what works for you. So again, be willing to go within and say, does this feel right? A fun way to give is to leave money in a public place or for someone to find. Pay the toll for someone behind you and leave money on a parking meter. Random acts of kindness will help you generate the feelings of abundance. Earning, spending, and saving. I like to teach you can always earn more. Let's earn more. I want you to be so focused on earning more, allowing more in, want more. So much of our struggle around cash is because we're not giving ourselves permission to make more money. But I think it's very important to know how much do you need. It goes back to knowing the numbers. What do you need? So as you're earning more, really give yourself permission to go through that experience of having that which you desire most. Be willing to ask for the raise. Be willing to move into a position with greater pay. Charge more for your services. Start a side hustle. Always be looking for ways to create additional channels for money to flow in. Stop working for free and bartering. That does not serve you well. I find my top A's like to kick it at work well past quitting time. That's a form of giving away your services for free. And it's a balance, I get it. But I think a lot of times we're hiding out because we don't want to have to deal with something in our lives. So check yourself. How does it feel? Are you doing this from the most joyful place in your heart? Or are you doing it because you're scared? Only you will know. If you have any internal struggle around spending versus saving, you are probably battling a limiting belief. And that limiting belief is usually that there's not enough, or that you're undeserving, or you're not worthy, or you don't know how, whatever it is. dig up that belief, because you do get to have what you want, and you get to spend as you please, and you get to save as you please. Here's the truth. When you are in a state of abundance, you will never overspend and not save. You will not save everything and then be totally afraid to spend. You will use your cash in really helpful ways, life-affirming ways, and you will do this on your own terms based on what intuitively feels right to you. This is what I found with approaching money from this perspective. You will spend less and you will have more because you'll be focused on what really matters to you, what really lights you up, what makes you happy. And then you won't focus on a lot of the other stuff. It's so often we're doing things because we think that's what we're supposed to do without even questioning, does this feel right to me? Is this in alignment with my truth? So it's not an either-or situation when it comes to spending and saving. It's a feel-good situation. Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel bad? That simple. And once you get clear about that, then you can proceed and make choices and decisions that are most in alignment with your truth, and you'll find that you'll have a lot more cash around. Be realistic and be soulful. Beating yourself up is not helpful in any way. I find that people sometimes say, I'm not saving enough, I'm not making enough. Oh, Amy. I spent, an extra $5 this weekend. That's not helpful. That's not helpful. Work to enjoy your cash and respect and honor your financial well-being. Let go of all forms of, I can't afford it. Instead, say to yourself, I can't wait to be able to buy that. Or I know I will be able to buy that soon. Or I'm choosing not to make that purchase at this time. If you've got the cash and there's something that you want, allow yourself to have it. It will change your frequency. If you don't have the cash, then give your full attention on easily and joyfully attracting the amount of money you desire. Know what you want. Know how your most abundant self acts and behaves in relationship to money. Start acting that way today. Start small. Do incremental upgrades on your life so you are willing to start to act and behave more in alignment with the lifestyle that you want to live. You may have to do some research. If you didn't have all this money limiting beliefs, who would you be? Where would you live? What would you do? And then start acting that way now, even before the money shows up. Take time to write down what you want regularly. How much do you want to make? How much do you want to save? How much would you like to invest? What debts would you like to pay down? You will get what you expect. So focus on what you really want financially. While I encourage you to ask for anything that you want, be sure it's most in alignment with your truth. Totally broken record on that. Doesn't feel right. You may say, I want X, Y, and Z, but just like my Pearl Jam story, when you start to really explore that, you're like, oh, I don't really want it. So no, the best truth checker is to ask yourself why you want what you want. Pay attention to any lack-based beliefs that may come up. Focus on how your desire will benefit you, how it will benefit the planet, how it will benefit all those around you. Know the intentions behind your desires. Be aware of what is driving your manifestation. Use the emotions of abundance, joy, freedom, passion, knowledge, empowerment, and appreciation to guide your choices. With any desire or goal, make it your mission to be more self-expressed. Manifest money so that you can be more like yourself moment by moment. If you are struggling to get clear about what you want, take a close look at what is not working in your life and then ask yourself what conditions would need to be in place so those situations would improve. You can also imagine you've won or inherited a large sum of money. How would you use the money? What would you spend it on? How much would you save? How much would you invest? I recommend you start with $1,000 and gradually increase it until you've reached $1 million. Here's the thing with this. This is a version of the Abraham Hicks prosperity game. And I did it for over a year and I didn't feel anything because I was so focused on just paying bills and debt, just bills and debt. And then maybe once I got to the bottom of the list for the day, I might be like, oh, I want to get my hair done or a new pair of shoes. Do what feels good. So get, because you're just, you could easily just perpetuate the lack. So pop into a place of abundance. You get to spend this money however way you want. How would you spend it? Really raise above, as you're doing this exercise, your current situation and say, all right, this is a whole new perspective on money. I'm my most abundant self. How would I spend this cash? And then see if your vibration changes after that. So if you're looking to pay down debt, I recommend setting incremental goals. Start with a percentage and work your way up. And then set a time limit for when you want to pay that amount down on your debt. That time limit's not so much for you, for spirit as it is for you. The universe has got its own timetable in place. It may be helpful to focus on one debt at a time. Remember, debt is not good or bad. It's about how it makes you feel. Does it make you feel good? You know, I hear so many perspectives on debt, and at the end of the day, you got to decide how you want to feel about it. And you may have taken on a limiting belief about debt based on a money trauma for your past, from your past. So really, you know, and when I say to you it's good or bad, it's neither good nor bad. It's all about how it makes you feel. Before you assign good or bad to it, really explore, why do I feel this way? You can always find a way to feel good. Debt is also a sign of unforgiveness. So if you're looking to pay off something quickly, then do some forgiveness work daily. Forgive everything, even if it's not money related. If you want to make a certain amount of money in your business, set your goals monthly and quarterly. Because of the natural ebb and flow of business, focus on maintaining a certain monthly average per calendar year. Yeah, this was transformational because, you know, we have our up months. They're fabulous. And we feel so great. And then we might, the next month might be less than that. So I say instead of focusing on that specific monthly number and gauging your success around that, to instead just focus on maintaining a certain average. It's especially important to be willing to do mindset work regularly, you know, right? I'm a broken record. My entrepreneurs, you got to do your mindset work. Forgive, release, and listen to your positive affirmations. Be crystal clear about what you want and include as many details as possible. When you're really starting to get clear about what you want, I want you to go and Gail, do you need to test drive that car you say you want? Do you need to go look at that space that you say you want to move into? Do your homework because it helps strengthen your resolve. And once you get focused, oh my gosh, miraculous things happen. The stronger the desire, the better. You have to really, really want it. So make sure even if you don't know how it will happen, you still believe that it will. Keep your wants positive, meaning instead of stating, I don't want to be in debt anymore, focus on, I am going to easily pay off all the money I owe quickly. Keep a running list of your desires and then choose what is most exciting at any given moment to manifest. So you got a long list. I want to do all this cool stuff with money. I want money to show up in this way. And pick the one that most lights you up at any given time and focus your attention on that. Doesn't mean the other stuff won't show up, but then that way you have a frame of reference so you don't get overwhelmed. Any goal should feel big without stretching you into disbelief, meaning, oh, God, that's not going to happen. But it also should move you out of your comfort zone as well. Experiment with various possibilities. You can always mentally try on your desired outcome. Very similar back to my Pearl Jam story. I tried it on. I really did. I saw myself sitting in my hotel room. I did a visualization. We'll talk about visualization a little later. I saw myself sitting in my hotel room. I saw myself, you know, trying to find a Whole Food so I can, you know, have my food. I saw myself going to the show. And when it all shook out, it didn't feel as great, right? I mentally tried it on. You are imaginative beings. So use that brilliant, creative, vibrant imagination of yours to really help you get clear about what you want. Now, here's something really important. Don't let your mind start focusing on the how and the when something's going to happen, because we have no control over that. That's really God's business. So you say you want to manifest something, you know, let's go back to that million-dollar house. You're ready to do that. You say, that's what I want. It's beautiful. I've looked at them. Immediately what happens if you aren't really committed to abundant-minded thinking is you start to get focused on how and when and is that possible. All that stuff will take you right back on down the path of lack. And you can't really manifest anything that cool from that space. You have no control over how and when something will happen. That's up to the universe. You can move the manifestation process along more smoothly if you are a vibrational match to what you want. There are several key ways to become a vibrational match to abundance in all its forms. Gratitude. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what is coming to you. Keep a list of your blessings. Start the day with an appreciation list. And you can do it in your mind. Don't feel like you need to write it down. I hate doing appreciation lists. I love lists, but appreciation, gratitude lists, not right for me. So I know for me, I have to stay in a constant state of gratitude. Be sure to praise and appreciate yourself and your accomplishments. Know what feeling you are trying to create in manifesting something you want and start doing things that make you feel that way now. All right, so we're talking about the general feel good, but there is a very specific feeling you're trying to create in manifesting anything. Say it's a new couch, and maybe that feeling is comfort. Maybe it's feeling supported. What ways can you start to feel that way right now, even before the couch shows up in any aspect of your life? So what does that look like? Maybe you need to tidy up your bedroom so it feels more comforting. Maybe you need to wear a warmer coat so you feel more supported. Whatever it is, find ways to feel comfortable now. It's from that vibrational space of comfort you will attract this thing that you have identified will bring you more comfort. Remove the "I will be happy when" clause from your life. Start living the way you want to live right now. Now, this is acting as if. Feel happy now. I hear it all the time. Okay, when I get there, Amy, when I get there, okay, I'm going to feel good. Start right now feeling good. And you can do that little teeny tiny incremental things that you can do in your life to feel even better now. And the more that you do that, the faster you're going to speed up that manifestation process. Anytime your mind gets caught up on the how, and this is something I teach in my Divine Money class, it's a form of worry. Instead of engaging the worry, I want you to stop and say to yourself, something wonderful is getting ready to happen. Now, if you do this enough, every time you feel the worry, because worry has a tendency to have a snowball effect, and so the minute you sense a little bit of worry, if you go into something wonderful is getting ready to happen, something wonderful is getting ready to happen. There are infinite ways in which money can flow into your life. Allow it. Allow it to come in. And the way you do that is believing that something wonderful is getting ready to happen. Oh, my God, you'll start to reprogram your mind, and you'll find you'll stay out of worry a hell of a lot more. You just won't go there because something wonderful is getting ready to happen. Something wonderful is getting ready to happen. Okay, let's talk about taking action. As you get clear about what you want and you focus on feeling good, you will be inspired, divinely inspired, to take specific actions that will help you create the channel from which your blessings will flow. Be willing to put the effort in. every action you take will be energetically returned to you. Trust and have faith that your desires are being manifested. Go within and ask your intuition what actions you need to take. Answers will be revealed. Just follow the messages step by step. Sometimes the action you'll be guided to take won't make sense, or it will lead you to what feels like a dead end. I promise you, every step that you take in the direction of your goal is working. Taking action is also a wonderful way to help you get even more clear on your desires. Clarity aids in the manifestation process. Every manifestation will require some action. Be open and receptive to doing whatever is required, and don't be surprised if you're led into a situation that is a little or even a lot outside of your comfort zone. Here's a question to jumpstart your inspired action. What are 25 ways you can make money now? Just jot down the ideas in one setting. Do not censor yourself. That won't happen. Don't get all negative on it. Just write down what comes up, any idea. Trust the process. Think both big and small. And then take actions on one of those ideas that seems the easiest and the most fun. Doesn't mean that would be your money-making thing. It could very well be. A lot of times it is. But what you're doing is, again, you're reprogramming that subconscious mind to think bigger, to see that there are multiple ways in which money can flow into your life. Make money your friend. Be kind to it. Spend time with it. Learn more about it. Study personal finance. Study the spiritual aspects of money. Oh, my gosh. When you do that, you're going to catapult yourself into a whole nother space around your cash. Oh my God, it's just going to be awesome. Okay, here's something that's really important that we overlook. Allow yourself to have more luxury in your life. Even if you can't afford luxury, start thinking about it. And I mean, I'm not saying I can't afford it from that limiting place, but like you're looking at your bank account and you're like, no, I ain't going to work right now, Amy. I get it. Even if you can't afford luxury, I want you to start thinking about it from a place of wonder and excitement. Focus on the luxuries that really matter to you. Incrementally increase the amount of luxury you will allow yourself to have. In my Divine Money program, I found that this was the area that was kind of taboo. No one wanted to talk about luxury. Go there. Allow yourself to go there, because what's scaring you, what's keeping you from luxury, is the belief that you can't have it. That's for some people, but not for me. Let that go. You deserve the luxury that's most in alignment with your truth. And you won't want everything. You're not going to want a private plane, right, if you're not into that. You'll want what is most in alignment with who you are and what you came to this planet to do. Okay. This is really important that came up in my Divine Money program. Money loves to have a place to go. You're going to start it just even by listening to this audio, even if you haven't started to do any of the tips and suggestions that I've offered to you here. You're going to start manifesting more money. And money loves to have a place to go. But if you don't designate a place for money to go, it will come in and go out before you even know it. So you got to designate where you want your money to go. Have a money plan. Build your life around the plan. But here's the secret, and this is the real secret. Allow a lot of room for spirit to come in and work its magic. Stay open to all possibilities. Get comfortable with the unknown. While you may think you know everything about money and about how money can come in, spirit may have something better for you. So be open and willing to accept something better. Live in the mystery. Appreciate the mystery. Be intentional while allowing your intuition to guide you into something spectacular that you may not have considered. Particularly when you're deciding where your money's going to go and you're putting that plan together, allow a lot of room for mystery, but don't let your room, your willingness to allow room for mystery show up as laziness, because then your cash is going to come in and it won't know where to go. So just jot it down. Okay, I want money to do this, and I want money to do this. And be holistic with this. It goes back to when I was telling you about me and the prosperity game. If you're just focused on bills, 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 that's not enough joy. Yeah, bills are awesome, and I appreciate them, and they're amazing. But it's so limited. Think of your whole life. What do you want money to do? From your self-care to the clothes you wear, to the people you hang out with, to what you do on a Sunday. How can money support you in all of that? And have a plan. And then let spirit show up and shock you with fabulous, amazing things. Okay, here are some ways to tune into the frequency of abundance. First, visualization. Visualizing is really just using your imagination. Think of it as curated daydreaming. Use visualization to move your manifestation process along. Allow your body to relax completely. And then take deep breaths. And then in your mind's eye, imagine your desired outcome in as much detail as possible. Engage all of your senses, sight, smell, touch, sound, taste. Infuse your visualization with positive emotions. Remember, your subconscious mind does not know the difference between real and imaginary. So if you allow yourself to visualize, even just 2 to 3 minutes a day, oh, you're reprogramming it. It's going to think that you are rich, and from that place, you will start to act and approach money from a completely different perspective. People have used visualization to create wealth, to lose weight, to win awards, so it can definitely work for you. There's no right or wrong way to do it, just how it makes you feel. And I love to shut the door and really, I got a whole acting background in my younger days, and I like to act it out. But if that is not your thing, just sit quietly and see in your mind's eye whatever it is that you desire. If you're struggling with visualization as a whole, like seeing things in detail in your mind's eye, then pull some pics that represent your desires and meditate on them daily. Just sit with them. You know, maybe it's something you want to buy. Maybe it's something you want to do in your business. Maybe it is an amount of money you want to save, or an amount of money you'd like to see in your bank account. Just, I mean, if you Google, there's like everything. Like I wanted to see a very specific amount of money on my online banking statement. And I Googled, image searched, and I eventually found pretty damn close to that number. And I saved the image on my phone. And sometimes when I'm in line at the grocery, or I'm waiting for Matt, or, you know, I'm on the bus, I will just pull it out and I'll just visualize and meditate on that image. So use all of the technology available to you to help you really create the reality you desire. If you're still struggling with visualization, if it's not your thing, then you may want to imagine that your desire is a symbol. You may even want to actually go out and get a symbol. So maybe you choose a certain type of crystal, and that represents your abundance. It represents your six-figure year. And then you just sit with it and magically infuse your desires into it, and then see it as a magnetic force drawing to you all that you desire. And as you do that, feel love and appreciation as you attract more amazing stuff into your life. So this symbolization or symbolizing visualization, there's so many ways to do it. I will sit where I live here. Across the bay, we can see San Francisco. And so on my walk home, I'll sit and I'll look over at San Francisco, and I'll visualize that all these big, beautiful buildings, that there are people, you know, people in each of these buildings that are going to call me up and utilize my services. And I'll just feel it, and I'll believe it, and I'll really get into it. And, I mean, it really, it actually works. It works. It works. So you get to play with visualization however way you want. it's your game. Do what feels right to you. I only share with you what I do just to kind of set up an example, but this is your journey. But visualization really does work. Next, meditation. I love meditation because it helps you relax. As I told you, remember that child mind is in a constant state of theta? Meditation helps you get into that state of state. And it's from that state that you're able to more easily reprogram your subconscious mind. Meditation also helps you better receive messages from your intuition. So I always say to people, if you're struggling with something, it probably means you're not present, and as a result of not being present, you're not able to fully hear your intuition. So meditation is a wonderful practice for helping you to find your center, to return back to present-day reality, this moment right here, right now. And in the process, you start to clear out some of those junky, chaotic thoughts, and the mind will naturally, if you sit and you breathe, the mind will naturally clear out. And it's from that space you'll begin to more clearly hear the messages of your intuition. If you struggle with just sitting quietly and meditating, you can do a walking meditation. Use the same, just allow your body to relax and just go on a journey. Or you can do a dancing meditation, put some music on that really makes you feel fantastic, and just move your body. And again, the mind will begin to relax and your thoughts will begin to clear naturally. You don't have to do anything. Or you can use a guided meditation. And I love guided meditation specifically for money. I recommend any of the guided meditations by orindabin.com. So orindaben.com. They're high quality. They're high vibrating. They're powerful. I am not affiliated with them in any way. Particularly their meditations from the Creating Money series is awesome. They're longer meditations, and you'll just feel great afterwards. Okay. Do more of what makes you feel good. This will help you raise your vibration. When your vibration is high, you're in the frequency of abundance, you will attract more cool stuff, including cash, into your life. So here's some quick jam on fast ways to feel good and raise your vibration. So you can breathe deeply, you can spend time with your pets, you can practice random acts of kindness, you can listen to music that makes you feel good, make a money playlist, move your body through exercise or dance, take a nap, go to a place of worship or a spiritual center, laugh, play, spend time alone, near a body of water, practice good self-care, and then lastly, only consume media that makes you feel good. Avoid all the negative stuff. Just do. You'll feel so much better. And while you're at it, just avoid negative people too. Bless their hearts. But you don't have to hang out with them. All right, so clear out the clutter. Make room for what you want symbolically and energetically by releasing the clutter in your life in all its forms. So you're going to let go of emotional clutter, so limiting beliefs and releasing work around that will help in forgiveness work. You're going to let go of physical clutter, so that junky closet, go ahead and clear it out. That junky garage, go ahead and clear it out. You're going to let go of mental clutter, because you're going to be focusing only on what makes you feel good, what lights you up, what matters to you. You're going to stay in your lane and focus on your own business. And you're going to let go of energetic clutter. So you can do that with saging or salting your place. I got a whole practice on that. Reach out to me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. One of the easiest ways to let go of some energetic clutter, this is a Doring Virtue method of cutting cords, and you call in the angels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and any cords, lower negative energy cords, connecting you to anybody. Know that the cords of love will still remain, but the negative cords, you're going to ask that those be cut. And those can, again, those cords can be between you and another person. It might be you in another space. It might be you in an institution. And just allow those cords to be cut. As you clear out the clutter, you'll start to feel so good. And if you're struggling to let something go, just ask yourself, does this make me happy? Does it bring me joy? Does it make me feel good? If it doesn't, then let it go. So here's my trick for clearing clutter. And I had to actually learn. I'm really great now with clearing clutter, but it was a process. So what I've learned is do it in small chunks. Now, if you want to make a party out of it, and there are definitely times when I do a clutter clearing party, you know, in my 20s I would do it. This was before, I don't think we had On Demand at the time, so I went out and bought all the Sex and the City DVDs and then just cleared out clutter for a couple of months and watched all of them. Or I also did it with another TV show and cleared out clutter. But if you don't want to make it into a party and you're trying to figure out how do I fit this into my life and I know there's clutter I need to let go of, then do it in 15 to 20 minute chunks. Listen to some positive money-making affirmations while you're doing it. And the rule is if you haven't looked at it or touched it in months, get it out of your life. Just got to let it go. Because spirit will bring you something cooler that you will love and you will want to hang out with and you'll want it in your life. Sometimes people hang on to clutter from a place of scarcity because they feel like there's not enough. So think of it as your symbolic belief that there is more than enough as you let go of this clutter. Pick only one area at a time. I find people start clearing out clutter. They'll start in the living room, and then the next thing you know, they're in the garage, and then they're in the bedroom. I like to pick just one spot, a small spot. I'm not going to do the whole closet. I might even not do half of the closet. I might just do a shelf. I might just do a drawer because you only have 15, 20 minutes. And then get a garbage bag. You might want to get two, one to donate, one to trash, and then get it out of your house. And particularly have a plan for the donation stuff. Don't just create a whole other pile of clutter somewhere. Get it out right away. Go ahead and take it to Goodwill or call for a pickup. You never know what someone else might value, and you never know how you might bless somebody else by something that's just chilling in the back of your closet. You can also sell your old gear, and you'll be amazed, again, by what people will value. And before you know it, there's a little extra cash in your pocket. Okay. That's a lot, right? Getting in the vibration of money mindset? Yeah. Abundance is fantastic. Okay. So do things that allow you to feel more connected to your abundant life. Here's the deal. If you're really ready to shift your life with money, you got to start acting like it. You got to start acting like the person you would be if you already have the financial life that you desire. So if you're into houses, go to open houses. Spend time with successful people, positive people. Hang out in the neighborhood you want to live in. Mentally shop the way your abundant self would shop. Start grooming and pampering yourself the way your abundant self would do so. Eat the way your abundant self would eat. Test drive cars you would buy. Fully engage your passions and your hobbies. Write an email or a letter to a friend about all of the wonderful things that are happening in your life and your brand new relationship with money. You don't have to send it, of course. Write a letter to the angels thanking them for their help with manifesting your desires. You can make a vision board. All right. We all have all heard about vision boards. I like to do them really soulfully. Matter of fact, I say don't do them if you're not going to be soulful about it. Don't just smack some images that look cool on a piece of paper. You can do it digitally or you can do it on paper. And only pick, this is the rule, only pick pictures that you feel that are most in alignment with your desire. I mean, they light you up. It's so on point. Get it as exact as you possibly can. And you can kind of edit it down so that it really just whatever part of that image most resonates with whatever it is you're looking to manifest. Just focus on that. Be really soulful. Vision boards are powerful. Do what really makes you feel good. Okay. So if at any time when you're going through your journey and you're met with some resistance, be willing to explore it and release it and any of the negative beliefs causing it. So you might be going through the vision board and you're like, oh, that doesn't feel good. Identify what that feeling is and what that limiting belief might be, and go ahead and release it and clear it out. You might be, you know, after you finish this mixtape, you might be doing a lot of releasing and clearing work for over a long period of time, maybe 30 days. And then you'll find that it'll slow down. You'll start to see things shift and new things show up in your life and money show up very abundantly. And then as you grow, you will hit another plateau and you'll do your releasing work and keep going, keep going, keep going. The real push is at the beginning. You do really work to clear out those limiting beliefs. Again, in my Divine Money program, 135 of them. So because of this mixtape, I can't list them all. So be willing to just dig them up. Dig them up. Okay, is that a limiting belief? Is that a limiting belief? And limiting beliefs can be kind of tricky. And so you might have heard something and accepted it as truth for years and years and years, but it turns out to be really limiting. Clear it out of your life. Just clear it out. Be totally mindful of the way you speak about money. Use only the most positive and uplifting words. If something is uncomfortable and you still can't find a way to feel good within, then it may be best just to keep quiet on it and explore it. Okay? Don't complain about it. Complain soulfully. I say there's productive complaining and unproductive complaining. If you're complaining in a way in which you're not going to take any action, keep it to yourself, pray on it, take it to God, complain to the angels. If you're complaining with somebody who is so on your team and looking to totally motivate and support you and be there for you, then go for it with the intention of you are looking for a solution and you are ready to take some action. Sometimes the best thing you can do is just hold your desires in your heart. You don't need to share everything with everyone to create your transformation. Here's one that's really fun. Study and model people who have the type of abundance you desire. Sure, you're not going to know all the little details of people's financial lives. I wish we did talk more about money, and I think it's very healthy, and it's a very abundant mindset. It's coming from a very abundant mindset to openly have conversations about money. But what you do know, if there's something that you admire about someone, maybe they have a really great system for budgeting or they are really great at managing their portfolio or they're a high earner, pay attention to their behaviors and actions and choices and decisions. And it's not that you're suddenly going to become them. No, but there's probably some nugget of wisdom or truth that you can immediately apply to your life to shift your vibration to make you a greater match to that which you desire. Okay. Write a letter to money. Notice any limiting beliefs and clear them out. Then write a more positive story about money. So this, you've been doing a lot of clearing and letting go and releasing. And it's you know, as you see, there's a lot of components to letting go of your old money mindset. But be willing to write a letter to money. And then any belief that comes up, let it go. You can also perform money drawing rituals. Here's the thing with this. You have to do them soulfully, and what I mean by that is that you're clear on your intention and you're doing it for the highest and greatest good of all those involved. So here's some rituals that you can try. Keep your floors really clean. Clear the energy of your space using sage. Keep your stove and kitchen really clean. Burn a white candle and sprinkle a little cinnamon on top of the candle. Use money drawing oils. You can find those at a metaphysical bookstore. Keep a money drawing tree or bamboo on your desk at work. The key is to positively use rituals to set the intention for what you want to create in your life. So if you're lighting a white candle and you have a particular money goal, you know, just take a minute and pray over it and say, Spirit, I know you're working it out in divine perfect timing. This is my money goal. I'm lighting this candle in honor of that goal. Trust, 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 trust your intuition. It is your friend. It is your homie. do not use it against yourself. The intuition is quiet. It's only going to tell you to do that which is for your highest and greatest good. And what is for your highest and greatest good may not be the most popular answer you could choose, right? So you might be set on one result. It only can happen this way. And then you start asking your intuition, am I going to get this? And your intuition might say, be open, trust, have faith. And then you go to somebody else, maybe a psychic, and you say, am I going to get this? And they say to you, trust, be open, potentially. And then you go to another psychic. That is intuition abuse. You already got the answer. Trust, be open. And what that means is that you're too focused on one result. So allow yourself, really allow yourself to go into that space of openness, of believing that everything is working out for your highest and greatest good, that the universe is truly on your side. You live in an abundant universe, and there is like a gazillion ways in which your desire can be brought to you. So stay open, stay open, stay open, and trust your intuition. Also be creative. Use both of those to help you create new opportunities. Always look for new ways in which you can raise your vibration. I've given you a lot of ideas here to help you shift your money mindset, but at the end of the day, it's up to you. You get to try, and you might try something. You might do the $100 thing, and you're like, that didn't work for me, but with $1,000, and then it suddenly becomes fun. Be willing to tweak every exercise. Make it genuinely, soulfully, positively work for you. Okay, some additional tidbits as we round out here. Be aware of your feelings. Be willing to check in with yourself regularly. I can't say that enough. How am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? Okay. You don't have to judge it. You don't have to analyze it. Just be aware. Okay, next, we're going to talk about judgment. Don't judge yourself and don't judge others. Typically, when you're judging others, you're in their business. So who cares what they're doing? I love them, appreciate them, and honor them. When I say who cares, it's not from a disrespectful place. So we get so focused on other people. So-and-so got that and that. And then we use that against ourselves. And then we start judging ourselves. I'm not good enough. I'm not working hard enough. People are so much far advanced than I am. Don't let yourself go there. It takes you out of your feel-good. You are brilliant and wonderful and amazing. And if you just sit with you, all the answers are within you. And so don't let judgment keep you from having the most sacred relationship with yourself. Practice self-compassion. Yeah, just be nice. Be nice to yourself, truly. Forgive, release. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Connect. Connect. Avoid perfectionism. Nothing good comes from perfectionism. You can be rock solid awesome, right? But you won't be perfect. And so if you're trying to be perfect, it's just a way of blocking your flow to abundance. So kick that to the curb. And then be willing to do something different and new. You've been trying it the same way, and you might not be seeing the results that you desire. Be willing to bump it up a bit. Try something you hadn't considered. Go for something bigger. Be soulful about that. Don't do it and then wind up in a situation where you're like, oh, hell, I didn't think that through. Really, really give it thought and pray on it and ask for a clear sign from the universe if that's something you should move on. And the universe will give it to you. Maybe you say, show me a dragonfly or show me a hummingbird if this is the right thing for me. And it will do it. What you put out into the world is what you will get. So lead your life with love, with integrity, with compassion, with fairness, both for yourself and others, and joy. One last thing. The principles I've shared here in this program is not only about money. They can apply to any other thing you're looking to manifest. You will be amazed and delighted by what you will create and what will show up for you. Give yourself fully and completely over to this process and you will be blessed in wondrous ways. So much love to you.